Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go, man. I'm feeling great. Happy Trash Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. We appreciate you being with us on this fine Tuesday morning. It is a Trash Tuesday, so let us know what's bugging you. And we'll get to that coming up here on the show in about 10 minutes or so from now. I've got some thoughts here on the NBA playoffs, and then I'll rip through all of those wonderful Trash Tuesdays. Also coming up this hour on the show, we are stunned to a news, so stick around for that. And also, as I mentioned before, we've got a Trash Tuesday on the docket for ourselves, so we will take out the trash coming up in about 20 minutes of the things that are bugging us. Last night, another game, another blowout of the Eastern Conference playoffs, and now it makes you wonder, are these interesting, compelling NBA playoff games because the Eastern Conference series is bound to go six or seven? It's definitely going to go six, likely to go seven, considering it's been a seesaw effort. But is it good if it's a long series, but there's no good games in the middle of it? Here's your situation. The Warriors are going for a four-game sweep tonight, and Golden State won game one by 25, game two by 9, and game three by 9 as well. Okay? In the Eastern Conference, the Heat won game one by 11, the Celtics won game two by 25, game three, the Heat won by 6, but remember, led that game by as many as 30. And then last night, Miami won by 20 points. I should say the Celtics won by 20 points. So in the Eastern Conference, every one of the four games, I should say, have been a 20-point spread or larger at one point of the game. So all blowouts. And in the West, there was one game that really was close, and that was game two. And that was the one the Mavs had to have at Golden State. And they couldn't close it. Their shooting went ice cold, and they were unable to hold on to the lead. Golden State came back, and now they're up 3-0. So out of seven conference final games, the closest finish was by 6, and that was a game that the Heat were running away with and just kind of held on late. I mentioned this earlier, and I think it's worth repeating. Sean Grandy joined us, voice of the Celtics last hour as well, and he kind of echoed it. This is just one of those seasons where there's no dominant team, and so anybody can crash this party and win. And what it equates to is flawed squads. These are flawed, four flawed teams. Now, somebody's going to hoist a banner, and that's going to be a valid, credible championship. But none of these teams, I think, can be considered a great team. And that includes the Golden State Warriors, the Vegas favorites right now to win the NBA Finals. I think what you've seen in Miami is a penchant for exhale, letting down, and offensively being really limited. It's crazy because in the regular season, their three-point shooting was a strength. In the postseason, anything but. They've been terrible from beyond the arc. Offensively, they just go through some spells where it's scary. The Celtics, they've got a Jason Tatum problem. And I don't say that lightly because I like Jason Tatum a lot. And he has risen to nearing that door that opens up to superstardom, one of the handful of best players of the NBA. But if you're going to be that, conference finals, a spot in the NBA finals on the line, you can't have his game three. It's unacceptable. Game three, he was 6 turnovers, 10 points, awful shooting. He was nowhere to be found. Tatum has been great after losses. In game two and game four, the blowout Celtics victories, he's been awesome. And last night, 31-8-5. But a great team has Jason Tatum as the centerpiece, who's great every night. And then the rest of the team, if you get 40 from Jaylen Brown, if you get 26 from Al Horford, if you get 22 from Marcus Smart, that's continually supporting the alpha. Tatum's still not quite there yet, and he's been in the league for a while, but he's still super young. And the Celtics, for whatever reason, when it's been bad, it's gone really bad, where they throw the ball all over the court, they throw it out of bounds, they trip all over themselves, they take awful shots, they rush their shots, they don't play defense. For whatever reason, they're prone to a couple of fits and starts. The Celtics could become great if Tatum gets there, but he's not there yet. Out West, look, the Golden State Warriors have been great in the past. This version isn't. That seems weird because you're like, well, there's Steph and there's Klay and Draymond, and also now there's Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins, and they're going to rip through the Western Conference Finals and they'll probably win the NBA Finals. Yes, but there's a reason this team was the 3 seed. They right now, you think of them as the dominant team out West. The Phoenix Suns were the dominant team out West, and the Warriors never had to play them. And then they got a Memphis Grizzlies team that we wondered the entire season about. Are they really the 2 seed? Are they really better without Ja Morant? And then Ja went down in the playoffs, and the Grizzlies had a couple of nail-biting losses, and the Warriors survived and got a 4 seed. Now, not often do you see a 3 versus a 4 seed in the conference finals. Not in the NBA, where it's usually highest seeds move on, which is what we're seeing in the East, a 1 versus a 2. In the West, 3 versus 4. These are not great teams. The Warriors have been great in the past. This is not a great version of them. Klay has never gotten back to pre-injury Klay. Hopefully he gets there. We'd all love to see it. He's not there yet. Poole has been a phenomenal find. And Wiggins has the ability to jump out of a gym, and what a great reclamation project he's been. But this Warriors team isn't 73-win Warriors. This isn't Kevin Durant invincibility Warriors. This is a Warriors team that's kind of figuring it out as it goes along, dealt with long stretches of injuries themselves. Draymond took a long time to come back, etc. And then the Mavericks, who this is all kind of gravy for them, getting to a conference finals before they really assemble the true supporting cast of Luka to compete for championships. They're still a good player away. But it opens up the door. It really does. But I think that it lends itself to these types of games where these teams are flawed. They're prone to ups and downs. Any team can beat any team, and sometimes any team can beat any team by 20 points, which is kind of what we're seeing. It is a Trash Tuesday, so send us your trashes, won't you? Giant Has Awoken tweets, I'm trashing all bad influences. Always just so damn tempting. Either it's a buddy, the smell of fries, the beautiful bead of condensation of beer, or wait, I think it's mainly myself. Hashtag trash me. Hashtag my bad.
Illegal dumping.
C2 is trashing Josh Donaldson for making the worst, quote, joke ever. Hashtag get him out.
That's just offensive.
Mac and Bear is trashing people that make other people late for everything. Time is money. Be on time. Hashtag big props to the Jolly Blue Giant. Great Canadian bacon. Trash Tuesday.
We're eroding.
Incognito Man is trashing the dude on his novice adult hockey league who thinks he's Gretzky and felt he had to threaten the league founder because he ain't getting his goals. Dude, we're all there to learn. Calm down.
Are those maggots?
Something Mraz might do in an adult hockey league, demand that he gets more goals because he was supposed to be Gordie Howe after Gordie Howe?
Absolutely not. I am a selfless player on the ice.
Is that right?
I am. I'm a passer. I put defense first. I am a team-first player now at my age.
What about young?
Well, actually, even when I was young, I had an instigator role. I was always there to protect my teammates. I would give illegal checks into the boards and stuff like that. I would take a lot of penalty minutes to defend my teammates. I was looked at as a big guy instigator with soft hands and a soft touch.
Instigator. That does make a lot of sense.
I was very much the Matthew Barnaby in that same era growing up. You know, scoring touch, win a big faceoff, but don't mess with him and don't mess with his teammates.
I can't view you, though, as a physical athlete, nor as a fighter.
All right. The thing, DA, you have to understand is now you're absolutely right. I would get soft like pudding, you know, throw me in there. But when you're younger, it's not necessarily about muscle when you're in junior high and stuff. It's just you're the bigger person on the ice or the rink. So I had to play to that. What is the big guy doing out here? What's the fat guy doing out here? Oh, he's going to rough you up. Then you get older and you realize fat doesn't turn to muscle, and that's the problem.
This was not ice hockey, though, right? This was deck hockey?
And roller.
Roller and deck hockey.
Yeah, both.
Were they organized leagues?
What do you think? I just picked up sticks at Modell's and went down with my friends? Yes, they were organized leagues. Blackhawks lost badly in the Stanley Cup that year.
But not school-related.
No, our school didn't have a direct hockey team. So they had, like, the hockey leagues, and then I was always on the all-star teams and whatnot.
Oh, so this was school-affiliated?
No, it wasn't. It was town-affiliated.
Uh-huh.
But in
so
our...
So, like, Little League.
Right, but in our grade, I was, you know, one of the 13, 15 best players to come out. So that was my sport.
A 15.
Oh, I was. I was an all-star player. I was a good player. What do you want me to tell you? I'm not out there bragging that I was Mickey Mantle on the baseball field. I was a good hockey player.
You were the 15th best deck hockey or roller hockey playing player in your town, and you believe had you been simply born in Windsor, Ontario, you would be Rocket Richard.
Again, was I in shape? Was I putting through the work in the weight room and stuff like that? No. Was I with the right coaching? No. I had Luke Heaton, who drove the town garbage truck. I mean, as a coach. What do you want me to do?
Mariana's trashing herself. I just got to the grocery store and forgot my reusable bag. Now I get to carry paper and plastic up three flights of stairs while carrying a toddler, and it's raining. Hashtag get me out. Hashtag beep beep.
That's just human filth.
Pat tweets, I'm trashing companies that make electronics with a ginormous plug-in that requires you to unplug two other things already plugged into the stripper outlet. What's next? A plug-in that covers all but one outlet and a power strip? Hashtag shocking.
Overflowing landfill.
Yeah. It's like stupid MacBook Pro charger. It's like that takes up two spots on the charging station, on the power strip, on the outlet. Why does it need to be that big?
It's ridiculous.
Stupid.
Yeah, I have an outdoor fridge one. Does the same thing. I can't plug in something else in.
And then, God forbid, you had something else that's that size. You have two plugs in like a 17-plug outlet.
Yeah. Aaron tweets, I'm trashing the storm Saturday. We were without power for 48 hours. Hashtag power, power. Hashtag goose.
I smell rotten eggs.
So wait a second, Aaron. You were saying the storm that knocked out your electricity left you without power, power, goose. You're telling me that no juice to run your fridge, your AC, the lights of the TV left you without power?
They've got the power, power, dum, dun, 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 dun.
Power, power.
Dun, they got the power, power.
Power,
power, power,
power,
power, power.
We
power.
Lost.
Dun, 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 dun.
We lost the power, power,
the power, power. Power.
Power. Power line came down. We lost that all that power.
Power. Dum. Dun, 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 dun.
Where is the power?
Power.
Black Rose tweets, good morning, crew. Sounds like Bob's Bar, the shindig, could mimic the movie Project X. Now, that would be friggin' hilarious.
Oh, no, it would not be.
It would
Sounds
be.
Like it would be loads of fun, though.
Get that guy a napkin.
Project X is a house party going horribly awry.
I'm going to be really punished if this comes into Project X. Like, I might be grounded.
How are you going to be punished? You don't live there.
I don't know. They'll find a way to ground me. I'll definitely have to stop making Christmas lists then.
After the show today, we have a logistics meeting trying to figure out if we have way more people than we originally thought.
Tell them the wrong address.
Are we prepared? We worry about parking and food and drinks.
Power.
And security and bathrooms and seating and power, power.
Plates.
Power. We're definitely not worried about drinks. It's BYOB, damn it. You'll be lucky to get a Jello shot.
No, no, no. It can't be BYOB.
Well, there'll be some, but, you know, bring a 12-er. You know, what are you doing?
You're going to have to hire a caterer for this.
This is awesome. This whole shindig began. If you can get there, great. And bring a bag of baked Lays. Then it's transitioned into bring a 12-er. What are we doing here?
Bring a grill while you're at it.
And your own roll of toilet paper.
Bring a grill.
Matter of fact, pretend you're on the show Survivor and pick the four things you'd be allowed on the island with.
Hey, if anyone has a porta potty too, bring that too.
I actually had a good brainstorm today, but then thought about it, and I think it short-circuited. The power, power.
Power. Went power.
Out.
Power.
I was going to stay over upside down Mike's house.
It's a great idea.
He lives just down the block. I've done it before after a block party. Upside down Mike would come to the affair as well. But then I realized he's got a pregnant wife.
Yeah, I was told by my mother that the guest room is entirely open to anybody on the show wants to sleep over the night before or the night of.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's right above the bar, right above the bar. So that is completely open.
Imagine I sit down and watch Jeopardy with Bob and Nancy, have dinner with them, and go to bed in their guest room.
Well, it should also be noted, too, we are going to be coming off game one of the NBA Finals with this Bob's Bar show, too.
But so Upside Down Mike's guest room isn't available.
Yeah, I think it's actually a nursery now.
Yeah.
So
I can't sleep in there.
She could give birth that night, too. That would be DA driving him to the hospital.
I got it. I got it. Upside Down Mike's got to watch the game. I got it. Mike, it's a girl.
Oh, and my sister did alert me late last night. No random people taking dookies in her house. He saw the video and said, absolutely not.
Really?
No. Told him to go back to Ohio to do their number twos.
No.
So no power there.
Power.
This is going to be a delirious mess. It will be one giant chaotic nightmare. You watch.
Yes.
And what I would say is I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Wait till you hear who we have showing up, by the way. I mean, that's the, even the funny. We haven't even announced the absurdity of the guests that are coming. This is like peak ridiculous. I didn't think it could get more ridiculous in this show, but it has. When we come back, our Trash Tuesdays. Plus, we are stunned to a news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, thanks for being with us on a Trash Tuesday. Mraz, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
DA, I am trashing the insane quick growth of these white clover weeds I have in my yard. We've wiped out the dandelions. We've moved past now to late May, early June. And there's these little clovers that now are popping up with white flowers. And the moment I cut them down with a little trimmer, little weed whacker, the next day they've sprung white again, the same exact weeds, no matter what you're digging them out. They are a pain in the neck. I noticed them last year, but I'm getting a bunch of them. I went to my local gardening center, and the weed spray they sold me for my April weeds doesn't apply to the clovers. I have to now get a new spray that works on that as well. So it's just this never-ending battle. There's always something. They poke through perfectly good grass, and you every day now I need to keep up with the white clovers. I've had it with them. Get them out.
Trash them.
It's the landfill. Overnights in El Paso.
Maybe you should just let them grow.
No, then it looks like crap. Then I got random little white weedy flowers all over.
You spend so much time on this lawn.
Yeah, because I'm a good neighbor. Trust thy neighbor.
But this is not about being a good neighbor. This is about your pride in your own lawn because you want attention or credit for it.
There's three houses for sale in my block. Two open houses that just happened this weekend. Would you buy a house if you saw everybody else's lawn looking like crap? No, I'm trying to do good to everybody else.
That's not why you're doing this.
I have pride. That's why I'm doing it. Pride.
Driving up the property values, first thing on his mind, not buying it.
No, because I want good people looking and going, I'm not moving into a trash neighborhood. This guy takes care of his lawn. I'm trying to take care of my lawn.
Okay, but again, that's a selfish reason. You want a better neighbor, which is why you're putting out a good lawn.
I guess. Wouldn't everybody want good people living by them?
You want a better neighbor.
Yeah, you know what? I want a better neighbor than the one that lives two doors down that leaves their lawn looking like crap. Yes, I do. I want people to have well-manicured lawns, and I don't think it's that crazy. If I'm putting in the work, they can too.
Pete the Body, who are you trashing?
Well, first, I'm trashing this guy for constantly bringing up lawn topics. Get a landscaper. That's the best $130 I spend every month.
Guy trashed the IRS 15 times in a row. I can't trash weeds.
Well, get a landscaper. That'll help ease your mind, I'm telling you right now. But I am trashing contractors that come into your house, and you know it's an obvious money grab. We had someone come in this past week to do to take a look at some stuff, and they gave me the bill, and it was all about the bill. They didn't look at the problem. They didn't look at anything, and we knew no good. Get them out. So I'm trashing contractors that are always that are only in it for the bucks.
Mm-hmm. Household waste goes in this bin.
Greg Caserta, who are you trashing?
I'm trashing old people trying too hard to look young. I was going to focus first on Tony La Russa and his hair. And that Joe Pepitone dye job that he's got. And then I saw Janet Gretzky at the Rangers game on Sunday, and I didn't realize you could pump Botox into somebody's face with a fire hose. That was disturbing. It's like, hey, let's go to the crowd, and a lizard person sitting next to the great one. That's who I'm trashing. Stop trying to look so young.
That's just offensive.
I did not see Janet Gretzky. Mraz, how did it look?
I thought she looked good, personally. I didn't say lizard person. Like, if she wasn't with the great one and I was the great one, like I once proclaimed, I'd be with Janet even at that age.
She is a beautiful woman. She's only 61. She has overdone it. Hmm. You know, she did it in years past, but seeing her the other day was...
Brady's going to get there, too. Brady's already starting to look like he's overdoing it, and he's 44 going on 45. What happens at 64 going on 65? He's going to end up looking like the wrestler.
I don't know. I just found the picture on Twitter. I don't think she looks that bad. I think this is a bad concern to take. I'm going to be honest. She looks great.
You sure it was a recent picture, though?
No, this is the one because I saw it at the game. I just found it. I searched on Twitter. I just sent it in our G-chat.
I'm showing you on my phone. That's a screen cap.
Yeah, it's...
That's too much.
It's pulled tight. It's pulled real tight.
She's married to the great one. She's allowed to not have wrinkles.
But can anyone...
It doesn't look like her lips are a big balloon. They're fine.
But can anyone age gracefully? I mean...
That's all I'm asking.
There's some people that look great in their 60s.
Totally.
And have to put Botox in their face, and they shouldn't have...
They don't want to look like the Tales of the Crypt guy. Leave him alone.
All right.
Yeah, but what Pete's saying is that sometimes not doing anything... makes you look more beautiful or more handsome because you're aging naturally.
Oh, get out of here. Nobody's ever looked at a 70-year-old hag and said, get lost.
She would still look good. I'm just saying she overdid it. She went to the well too many times. And it's, you know, the neck and the face don't correspond. It's like square peg, round hole.
Mm-hmm. I think Suzanne Somers is similar. Similar with the face work.
It's a disaster.
Oh, that's a bad
one.
She
didn't have to do that.
It's a disaster. You're right. It's a disaster. It's just an absolute disaster.
If we could all afford the Botox to make ourselves look pretty, we're all doing it. I think it's a jealousy thing when you bash.
But you would pump the brakes after a while.
We could afford it. Botox is damn cheap.
Is it?
It's really
cheap.
Yeah,
it's not expensive.
I thought it was like $50,000 a job.
Oh, my God. It's like 70 bucks.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Now, you're thinking about, you know, when you have the...
Face transplant.
Yeah, when you have a face tuck. Like, a face tuck's a big deal. When you have, like, plastic surgery, that's a big deal.
So when you do, like, the cement into your nose or your lips or whatever?
Man, they shoot Botox.
That's in South America.
Why is it only rich people are getting it? Why aren't I getting it?
You can, believe me.
Right? So I could get, like, I flab under my armpits. I could shoot a little Botox, tighten that up is what you're telling me?
And what do you think Botox is going to do to the flab on your arm?
Tighten it up. Look at this thing wiggle here. It's all about tightening the structure, making me look younger.
It'll tighten your face up. I don't think it does fat.
Mraz wants his Jell-O arm to look like Jim Palmer. That perfect crease.
Go do Botox. That'll be the next bit for the show.
We need something for the summer. Go do that.
You'll look just like that Woolly Willy pic that Kat uses on every single graphic that we have. The Golden State Warriors are now in year 8 of NBA dominance. Why can't we pronounce Warriors? Warriors. It's not Warriors. There's no Y. It's Warriors.
The Warriors have taken a commanding 3-0 lead. Final score, Warriors 109. Warriors. Warriors go up by 3.
And this is everywhere. People everywhere keep saying Warriors. It ain't Warriors. It's war. And look, Tim Roy calls a good game. The man's the voice of a team that he doesn't pronounce the R's in. It's Warriors. This is happening all over the place. I can't escape it. They're going to go for their 6th NBA Finals after tonight. We got to pronounce. This isn't the Titans, who never make a Super Bowl. This is the Warriors who keep making all of the NBA finals. Warriors, Warriors.
Warriors, Warriors, the Warriors, the Warriors. Warriors go up by three.
Illegal dumping.
So you don't like when people who cover a sport can't say a team name right? So I think I've had that take before, and you haven't had my back on that.
You're singling
the Tennessee
out,
Titans.
You're singling out one specific guy. I'm talking about, in general, there's a lot of people that keep messing up Warriors.
But you're playing highlights, so it would tell me that somebody who's in charge of calling NBA games and Warrior games should say a team name, right? So shouldn't somebody hosting an eight-hour NFL show say all the team names, right? Titans.
I forgot.
Warriors, Warriors, the Warriors, the Warriors. Warriors go up by three.
Titans. Me thinks you should have had my back.
Me thinks.
Holy smokes.
Rob the 321 is trashing his wife's cousin. She sends a text to my wife that says, "Hey, we're in Florida. How about a, hey, we're coming to Florida in May? Who in the blue hell decides to make a surprise visit? Really, you dumbass? I'll be at Bob's Bar, the only way Merez wants me. In spirit." Trash Tuesday.
We're eroding.
Sounds like Merez just ducked a huge grenade that Robin the 321 would have made it to Bob's Bar, but now there's a surprise visit from his wife's cousin.
I paid that woman to go. I'm happy that she's showing up in Florida. Thank you.
Carla wants to be clear. I'm trashing myself for not being clear enough. I was not defending Jack Stern. I don't like that guy.
Fair.
He didn't show you guys any respect when he was on, so I'm going to trash him, too. Yeah, you did hear me wrong.
Are those maggots?
You heard me wrong?
Hashtag ho, ho, ho.
I just love the idea that any positive attachment to Jack Stern, you're like, whoa, no way.
No, ho, ho, ho.
It's like Aaron Boone and Josh Donaldson. I can't defend that. Can't defend that guy. Greg Caserta has headlines.
And they are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com. I want to do my due diligence and provide an update on the Washington Commanders and the story from earlier about the new stadium site. So some clarification, they've acquired the right to purchase the 200 acres of land. They haven't officially purchased it, but now they can if they want to. Their lease at FedEx runs through 2027, so nothing would be imminent. But this is apparently a textbook play to start a possible bidding war because they've been looking at five different sites for a new stadium if they decide to move.
Okay.
There is that. There's also the quarterback competition in Seattle between Drew Lock and Geno Smith.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care. He does not care. I don't care.
Kevin Meaney, God bless you. They were trying to make that a story yesterday, so I thought I'd throw that in there. NBA playoffs, Celtics beat the Heat by 20. They retied the Eastern Conference Finals at 2-2. And you talked about the Warriors. Uh-huh. One win away from a sweep tonight in Dallas. What's scary is Steph Curry said they're better than they've ever been.
For sure. This is obviously magnified by the moment. I think you can look at other stretches where he probably played better offensively and better defensively at spurts, but to put it all together and for it to lead to wins at this stage, that's really all that matters.
Okay.
NHL players.
Warriors.
He's admitting that they're not very good.
No, I'm saying, right. He was saying that they're fantastic right now. Like, they're rolling.
Oh, so he's saying that sarcastically.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I guess we're not very good.
Yeah. Like, he's saying, like, yeah, this is the best team that we've had, I think, is what I got out of it.
Oh, I thought he was saying we've had better teams. We're just playing well right now.
Maybe it was that. Maybe it was, this is the best we've played.
Yeah.
The personnel is different, but this is the best we've been playing.
Or maybe just the season.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe
this isn't a better team than the Kevin Durant years.
No, it's not.
The way I've interpreted all these Kerr things is like he's taking it personal that everybody threw cold water on the Warriors the last 2 years.
Okay.
Like, oh, everybody counted us out. Everybody counted, like, this is like a big redemption run. It's about a bunch of sarcasm from Kerr this whole
time. There we go. Okay. I didn't know Steph could be sarcastic.
Oh, is it Kerr or Steph that you're talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. You heard me wrong. I was talking about the way Kerr has approached all this.
You heard me wrong?
There's so much you heard me wrong on this show.
Yeah, there is.
NHL playoffs, Lightning coasted into the conference finals. They swept the Panthers with a 2-0 win. The Avalanche lead the Blues 3-1 after Nazem Kadri's hat trick sparked a 6-3 win. Baseball, Padres got by the Brewers 3-2 in 10. Giants are now six back in the West. They lost to the Mets 13-3. The Mets are a season high 14 games over. Paul Goldschmidt hit a grand slam to lift the Cardinals to a 7-3 win over the Blue Jays in 10. And no one in baseball is close to Aaron Judge, who has five more homers than anybody else.
That'd be a 2-2 to Judge. Swung on. There it goes to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, what a home run. Over the grandstand, into the bleachers in deep left. It is a Judgian blast. Oh, all rise. Here comes the Judge.
That's the whole reason I threw that in there, because I've played that clip before, and I'm like, all right, typical John. And then at the end, there's that little...
What's he doing there?
The Judge. Yeah.
Here comes the Judge.
Sterling's feeling himself like Steph Curry right now. He wants the disrespect to end.
So right now, Sterling is doing a shimmy in the booth?
Yeah, he's tell me I can't see anything.
He does the hands.
Hash a go-go.
So 17 home runs for Judge, but the Yankees lost their third straight, falling to the Orioles 6-4.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the Mothership's Advanced Analytics.
Okay, back on track. What have you thought about this year's NBA playoffs? Have they been awesome? Have they been boring? Or, you know, just kind of fine? For 62% of you, they've been boring. 27% said fine. Only 10% said they've been awesome. A big fan of the NBA playoffs is the Wizard of Watch DA, Andrew Kaplan. The Research Bureau tells us that the analytics department has gathered from the Wizard his reasons why the NBA is awesome. The Pelicans putting it together without Zion. Patrick Beverley crying after the play-in victory. Luka's postseason domination. The Warriors returning a young and old blend to the NBA Finals. Embiid with a face mask. Giannis, unguardable. Boston versus Kyrie and Jason Tatum reaching superstar status. Those are the reasons that Andrew Kaplan has enjoyed this year's NBA postseason. It is a Trash Tuesday, and Andrew Kaplan and Jack Stern both attended the University of Colorado. David on Instagram tweets or posts, I'm trashing my University of Colorado alma mater. They have Jack Stern. They gave him a degree. What a downgrade in student acceptance. Trash them.
We're eroding.
That's so wrong.
That's really. This is now bordering on slander. I'm not here for it.
That's actually mean.
That really is mean. But here is today's epic fail. As Greg Caserta in for headlines this morning has waged war against the one and only Jack Stern.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Jack Stern's fingers are anxiously awaiting puck drop so he can fire out his wonderful hockey tweets.
He stinks and I don't like him.
I had to mute Jack on Twitter because I want to tell him to
shut up.
I like to eat it raw sometimes or on a piece of plain toast.
Merez, what's the angle? Is he a Rangers fan? Does he watch for the officiating? Not everything has to be a Tom Rinaldi human interest story.
That's such a good way to put it.
It's so succulent and delicious.
Now, we're going to go to a regular tweet, since we're picking on him today. This is fun. So,
today?
In response to the Saban-Jimbo Fisher back and forth. Although the Saban dynasty is far from over, last week's pettiness from the King of Tuscaloosa signified fatigue in more ways than not. Shut up.
I call you Damon. Most people call you DA.
I hate when thought has to be put into it. Like, because it takes him time to write this stuff.
It's sports. Oh, no. That was his column on the website. Saban Fisher rift could signal beginning of the end for Jedi Master.
What?
Oh.
Shut up.
Yeah, so I'd rather do this than tackle him head on because he's such a good kid. I don't want him to think that.
He is a good kid.
We're still good. We're still cool, right?
He really is a good kid.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get the fat man excited. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but Shep's a good kid, too. You could be a good kid and suck.
Yeah, your Twitter can suck, and you could still be a good person.
But Shep's not a kid anymore.
Well, the DA show had some fun with it.
Oh, they've been going after you?
Yeah, I mean, they do it in good fun.
Oh.
It's true. Shep's lived a life at this point. He's been here almost since the beginning of the network. You know, Jack really is young. He's,
yeah,
what, just 22 or 23 or something.
So. Yeah, I guess Shep's taught kids in Memphis that already have better jobs than him.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Dixieland Dan tweets, this show is going to be known as the West Babylon Rye. Starts farting at people. It's going to be a whole mess. Yeah, who knows? Ed tweets, I'm trash in the trash truck driver on my way to work. It's a skinny street, and the truck takes up most of the street, so he moves up only to move in an even tighter spot that I can't get around. Trash him.
Totally gross, dude.
Yeah, a week from Friday, it's going to be an absolute disaster at Bob's Bar. I don't even know what to make of the whole thing. We've got a logistics meeting coming up here in about 5 minutes from now, and hopefully we'll have answers for you tomorrow.
5 minutes.
All right, that'll do it for us. It was a slipshod show, to say the very least. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel audio director. Thanks to Greg Caserta on your headlines. And thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. I'm DA. Be good and be good to one another. We'll do better tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.